This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Oh,
you're rolling?
Yeah, you're rolling.
That's funny.
Okay.
Are we really?
Yes.
Because you've said this before and it's not real.
We started talking.
How many people watching?
Like idiots.
Let us know when there's one in there.
The zero. In that case, we're definitely on.
Waiting for one. We're waiting on that first person.
Oh, how about the guy that's watching the recording?
Then? One. We have one person. Who is it?
Phil.
Is it Phil?
Not even in yet.
Wow.
Hello to our one person.
It's a bad confession, have
you? Right.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Marasco.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you for being
Lisa.
The one. It's the Chaz and AJ Facebook live, whatever.
This thing.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Yo.
Dave Riley.
Me.
Okay, present. Pam.
Aloha.
Phil. Leah behind the thing.
Hi, Leah.
The phone acting like a camera.
Hi, Leah.
How many people watching now?
Eight, 11.
All right, we're clicking up.
811.
Hello to all 11 of you.
What up?
All right, where do you want to start?
I don't know, beginning.
Pam taking a munchkin to the boob.
That's
oh,
fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
AJ's meltdown.
Well, all these are good.
Phil for governor. Dave chasing hurricanes. Let's go with Dave chasing hurricanes.
Let's go with that one first.
Dave, okay. You're first.
It's exciting.
I didn't even think that was going to happen. So, just got back. I was last week. I was in Florida. We went for a week to go hang out, just chill time, no comedy.
Florida.
And we're in the Kissimmee area, and the hurricane was coming. So they said, hey.
Michael.
The what? Michael,
hurricane,
yeah.
Michael.
And we're watching all along. We're like, it's going to go around. And everybody's like, yeah, don't sweat it. But some people are getting a little freaky. I was like, whatever. I like hurricanes. When I was a kid, I'd chase them. And I said, all right.
I don't know anyone who thought it wasn't going to go by.
Well, it was going to go out the side, but not where we were. They were
okay.
Pretty confident, wasn't it?
You're all over
the
paths near Orlando.
Like, yeah, I was like, we could always scoot down if we had a.
Yeah.
But they gave me a brand new Tahoe with 7 miles on it. Literally, legit 7 miles when I got on. I was like, oh, this is a bad thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got a Tahoe. You can't get stuck in a Tahoe. Hurricanes can't stop that.
A hurricane can't pick up
no,
a Tahoe.
You're
no,
fine.
No.
I felt very strong in my Tahoe.
Said that.
So I said, well, let's go chase it a little bit, but we'll stay off to the side so we're safe. But let's go see the surf, because I used to live in Cape Cod, and we'd go on the hurricanes, and you could stand up, and the hurricane would hold you up. You could, like, lean back, 100-mile-an-hour right. winds. You could
all the things
up.
People tell you not to
not
do.
Not to do.
You right. do.
Mm-hmm. So it was me, my girl, Aggie, and RDDB.
RDDB.
We're cruising down, and it's getting darker. But first, what's funny about hurricanes is everything's beautiful. It's the nicest day ever. And then as you get closer, all of a sudden, it looked like the Wizard of Oz, and I go, oh, it's getting bad. But at first, you're badass. And you're badass in the beginning. You're like, yeah, everybody who says they can ride it out, nah, no big deal, because it's nice out. And then it gets darker. Then you get a little scared. So I said, we need to cut in and get to the ocean, because I want to see the waves. So there's no main road. So you had to take all these little side roads down. Everybody's got, like, airboats in their front yard, and it's like Clem and Joe Bob, you know. It's right. like Alligator Alley.
They were past day, yep.
And I said, oh, this is getting bad. So the GPS doesn't really keep you function now because the clouds and everything. So we're getting closer, but water's starting to come across the road. The storm surge is coming in. And I'm like, And now I'm getting a little scared. And they're like, should we be doing it? I'm like, oh, no, we're okay. We're okay. And then water's going across the road.
Titanic.
We had to back up. So I back up and I go down another road and there's a cop car and he's like, you know, like, go back. Like, he's giving us.
Yeah, why are you here?
Yeah.
But he's giving us the, like, run for your life look. Like, you know, like, he was not like, you. Hey, you shouldn't be here.
He's not, why are you here?
He's like, go.
He's like, get the F out of here.
Yeah, he's like,
idiot.
He's
save
like,
yourself.
Get
me out of
here. He's like, why are you even here? Go. He's like, go. Right. Like, go. Like, shit's coming. Like, a tsunami's coming. I'm like, all right, it's just a little water's coming in. They back up, go down, and now it's a lot of turns and corners. We're like in a campground where you're lost.
You don't know where you are.
I have no idea where I am.
You don't know which way's out.
We
it's
get
a
across,
corn maze.
So we can see the ocean, but there's water rushing across the road. And my girl's Aggie's like, well, go. I'm like, no, I'm not going to go. This is the part in the Weather Channel where the guy goes, oh, I saw the water coming, and I thought I could just go because the road is there. I said, you don't know if there's a road underneath. She's like, don't be a pussy. Go.
Do you remember, by the way, when the hurricane was coming in, what they were warning people? 150-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah, rain.
Don't drive in a Tahoe.
Fucking storm surge was coming in 12 feet over, like, roofs of houses.
Yes.
And you're like, let's go to the shore.
I was that guy. I was that guy. I'm not going to lie.
I don't blame you.
I was like, let's go to the shore. So I'm like, and she's like, go. And I'm like, and actually, I was the voice of reason. I go, And we backed up. Now we come back around, and the road we were just on is gone. So now we can't take that road. So we got to back up again. And now I'm like in panic mode. Yeah, like, and then we got to that one road and I just said, threw it in four wheel drive. I went across and go, please, Jesus, let there be a road underneath me. Across. We got on that main road and I said, that's it. Back right to the center of Florida.
We're going back to Kissimmee.
Yeah, I said, I'm done. I said, I am done.
There's
no more
probably someone just getting up off their floor and their head out of the water that's in their house. And then
dude,
Dave creates this wake.
Dude, you never, I can't believe how fast it comes up. It really, literally, just like you said, it like in a matter of 4 minutes, it was up a foot.
Yeah, and it's like filling a sink up with water.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, that was my storm searching.
And you got the Tahoe back?
Got the Tahoe back. There was a little bit.
It wasn't like they opened the door and water poured out.
There was a little bit of fishes and stuff inside of it. But, it was a nice car.
Just the smell of Artie in the back seat.
Yeah. Artie's pants.
Thanks, Hertz.
Yeah, well, glad you're okay. Any questions coming in from the tribe?
No questions yet. Lisa says she's got her costume ready.
Oh, for the Monsters Ball.
Nice.
What kind of costume?
What's it going to be? Do we know? Or
she didn't say. Lisa,
surprise?
You got to tell us. And then Tom said Fildo Goosemore for president.
Gooseless, it should be.
Gooseless.
Yeah, Gooseless.
Not Goosemore.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, that was, that came up on the show today. Phil for governor. Interesting. I never thought of Phil as a governor.
He means our boss didn't have a number one for his list.
Neither did I, Chad.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird one.
Very weird.
Yeah, were all stunned silent. We didn't know what to say. What do you do? Where's the comedy? Yeah. Kill the geese.
Right. Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Kind of like a dead horse.
The fact-checking was funny in the debate.
Yeah, that would be, he would be the toughest person to debate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fact-checking, exactly. Yep.
Right.
Right. Sound bites. Wait till you're like three quarters of the way through your thing, and all of a sudden it's trying to just like go, actually, this and that. And then the person picks up a podium and throws it at him.
You got to wait for your opponent to like sort of like hang them. So, you know, you give them enough rope just to like let them speak. And you're wrong and you can't come back from that.
Right. Which is what he does to me every effing day.
Well, one of my favorite times was one of Dave's first times on the show.
Oh. Might have been his very first time.
I think it was his first time.
Yeah, but he backed me up that day.
No, it was about a song lyric. It was Undercover Angel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? This became a big debate, and Phil got him, and then AJ went bananas.
It was amazing.
And Pam knew to record it.
I remember that.
It was a great day.
Will you be able to insert that in here somewhere? Not on the Facebook part, but the audio.
You can find it.
Yeah, that's where the off-air rant came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The undercover asshole.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that's why I said I'm going to pound Phil.
Yeah, I'm going to pound Phil.
Right.
Let it ride.
Him, right?
I got to record that.
That was a Friday, obviously. Dave was in on a Friday. It was Loser of the Week. And he was counting who was being nominated for Loser of the Week. And AJ said, President Barack Obama. And you were like, well, where are the nominees coming in from? And he was like, Facebook. And I'm like, I'm on Facebook now. There's none. But you've been nominated, that was it.
And I remember Dave's the only person who backed me up, and he just met me.
Yeah, and then AJ simmering, not saying anything, Pam puts her phone on record and then asks him a question. Are you mad?
Because he was ranting, and then I was like, I got to record this, and I couldn't open up my recorder in time. So then he had already stopped, and I was like, I know if I ask him a question, he'll keep going.
All I have to do is get him started.
Yeah, it's so easy. So easy.
Jazz and AJ News.
Top three loser of the week vote getters so far. Justin Bieber is at the top of the list.
Surprise.
Yeah. Number two, loser of the week vote getter, Jaheim Snipe. He allegedly dragged that New Britain police officer, and we've already decided we're doing a comedy show benefit. We just want to clear it with everyone, make sure they're okay with it.
Yeah.
Check in with the family and the chief. We had the chief on yesterday.
It's in the weeks.
Dave Riley, first one to step up, say, I'll do it.
Look at you.
So,
let's do it.
Good stuff.
I got the rest of the guys, too. We're all set.
Third vote getter, AJ radioed this into me during the song, Obama, but I believe that you're in the lead.
No, I'm not.
We had more votes for you than Obama.
Facebook and on the thing.
How many?
Facebook and on the air.
Facebook and on the air.
He and I are tied now.
Why are you a loser? What happened? What'd you do?
AJ is not a loser.
Right.
Why are they saying that about you?
Because some folks held their breath too long. That's why.
Is that what it is?
And they're brain damaged.
I'm sorry. I gotta call AJ out here. I'm on the Facebook page. Yeah. There is not one nomination for Barack Obama.
There was.
There was not a single nomination on the Chaz and AJ page or either of the radio station pages.
There was.
There are none. There
Maybe
are zero.
They took it down and they took it off.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. I have to do that. That is totally
okay.
False.
That's okay. Wait till you see your tires later.
You're going to cut
Watch
his tires?
Out.
No, they're going to disappear entirely.
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 And how's he going to get that Schwinn home after
exactly.
that?
I'll be very tired.
Look who wrote their name on the side of my paint in a key. It says, I'm a douchebag on the side.
Did you just write your name in my car? I'm a douchebag.
No, that's
for
you.
Just call yourself a douchebag?
It's going to be an arrow pointing up to the driver.
I'm feverish, so I'm just going to sit over here.
I'm just enjoying
and
this.
And let you guys go.
Keep it going.
Yeah, I like when the show heckles itself. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's what happened.
This
we just.
Great.
Car just is, it's like a bus with a crazy man look. Trying to pull it off.
Oh, look, a fifth person pulled from the ice. It's like Phil.
I'm having a feeling you're not going to pull him from the ice.
No, AJ. No, I'm going to be watching eating popcorn.
Chaz and AJ News. Loser of the week is in full-blown progress here. Top three vote-getters, Justin Bieber, Jaheim Snipe, and AJ. Glenn in North Haven.
Yeah, sorry to say, but I got to say AJ.
Why do you have to say that? Why are you so sorry?
All right, the reason why is because this morning when he said Undercover Angel, Tennessee, it's fantasy.
It's Midnight Tennessee, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh.
So,
okay,
all right.
So
you corrected me.
Okay, so the sadder thing is that this guy actually knows the words. So I'm going to nominate you for loser.
No, the sad thing is you're on the radio. You're paid to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And you were correcting me on a lyric, and you were wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
About a song that doesn't get played on this station, right?
Oh, here it is. All right, so this all started, just so you know, because Captain and Tennille are getting divorced.
Right. Now I hate them for it.
After 39 years. And so this song came up. Because we were talking about the cheesiest songs of the 1970s.
Right, and then some guy who lives in his mom's basement called up and corrected me.
But why would you say you know a song if you
don't? I thought
But you acted like you knew. I was like, I thought
because
it was fantasy.
I
like, no, it's Tennessee.
Because I thought I did. I said,
what? You still got your Captain Tennille concert shirt?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
I'd be
All right, here we go.
Too.
Hold on.
How can you think that's
fantasy.
Tennessee? How can you think that's Tennessee?
My ears hear dings from you.
It does kind of. It does a little bit sound like Tennessee.
It does sound like
my ears hear dings from you.
Thank you very much.
That's like that chopping broccoli kind of lyric, you know?
Dave, I like you.
Midnight Fantasy.
I'm with you. I can hear the Midnight Tennessee.
I like you a lot.
Midnight Fantasy.
The rest of the world can go pound salt.
Rainbow.
Because Midnight Tennessee. You know what I mean? Because
exactly.
Who would want to be in Tennessee
exactly.
at midnight?
Right.
That's the time to go to Tennessee
right,
at midnight.
Right.
See?
Elvis lived there.
Exactly.
Right.
Midnight Tennessee.
Right.
So I don't even know who's leading loser of the week right now.
Justin Bieber by a mile.
I don't
Did you
know.
Count?
Yes, I counted. Phil, don't even friggin' lie, man. Don't even friggin' lie.
No, it's Bieber by a mile.
Thank you.
Oh, it is definitely Bieber by a
Thank
mile.
Thank you. Just saved your life.
Why are you
so
violent?
Everybody coming at me except for Dave.
I'm not coming at you.
I'm not Dave, coming at you.
You're just doing it on your own.
Hey, I'm your brother, man.
Just
I'll
listen. Save that till after the show, AJ.
But you were wrong. I'm just calling you out. You were wrong. I'm not saying that means you're
Midnight Tennessee.
I just checked. No, Mario,
no but you sound like you're an expert. You sound like you really know, and I believed you.
I did too.
Like, I thought for like 40 years that song was Midnight Fantasy, and then just because you said, oh, no, it's Tennessee.
I'm going to blame my staff like Chris Christie.
And when you say staff, you mean people who work, right?
No, I'm looking right down.
Yourself.
Early morning forecast, Channel 3 Eyewitness News. Partly mostly sunny, very cold in Tennessee. A high in the mid-teens.
Fantasy.
Right now it's 10 in Bridgeport. And all you got to go scratch.
Wonder what the next loser of the week break will bring.
Still Justin Bieber by a mile.
Chaz, AJ, morning.
Fuck you!
Fucking pound, Phil. Fucking asshole.
Are you really mad at him?
Flick dick, let it ride.
Let it ride.
Let it ride!
has to use that.
They had to fuck your camera.
Smoking your money and health away? Listen.
Could this computer be any fucking slower?
Oh, he's...
He is what?
I hear Phil.
Stupid.
I knew I... Are you wondering why the camera's down like that?
That's where I threw it.
Undercover assholes,
midnight Tennessee. That was that famous quote. I got everybody coming at me except for Dave. Right. Dave, my new best buddy.
Right. And it stayed like that.
It did stay like that.
As long as the payments come in, it's gonna stay like that.
I want to hear that again so bad.
See, if that kind of stuff happened during debates, we'd all watch.
It would. Yeah, make them violent. Violence helps things.
Trying to think of another one. Where,
violence makes people happy.
I mean, how
but
many
barbecues
clips?
Don't.
There's two montages of AJ this year.
Oh.
One is his anger montage.
Right.
And then the other is how he wants to kill Phil. He's going to pound him.
That one's getting longer.
Knife
yeah,
him.
Yeah. I'm going to pound you. I'm going to knife you. I'm going to throw you out the window.
We should
like
do a video.
Javelin.
Oh,
I should write a
cartoon.
Song.
You should do like an animation.
Of it
right.
happening.
Of all the things
yeah.
that like,
oh,
there's like a little Phil walking, all of a sudden, right. knives come
oh.
out.
Oh,
anvil's
yeah.
hitting him.
Here's an, here's an idea for
that's hysterical.
Here's an idea for a parody song, 50 Ways to Kill Your Producer.
That's
fine. It.
That's
just
it right
come
there.
Up the roof, dude. Stab in the head, Ned.
You know what's great? I didn't even. We're talking about something that happened years ago, and he's getting mad all over. This isn't even a new. I didn't even say anything.
Not trust all me, over. It just never stopped.
A volcano was never not dormant.
This rage started because this was a fake run for governor that the boss nominated me for.
Yes, it's not even real.
It's not even real.
This is real.
It's not.
And how we get here?
You.
I don't recall.
It's funny when you're on the air, you don't see it. Phil doesn't have a camera in here, but and the studios are disconnected. So I'm in the control room. AJ and Pam are in the monkey cage. Phil is over here in this room where he's sitting right now. I'm over there.
You have a direct line to him.
So I can see Phil.
Yeah,
right. That's the control room, right? Wiggy's in there now. And then I don't know if you could see through the window to the other window. That's the monkey cage.
Right.
So if I turn left, I see AJ and Pam. And then if I look forward straight,
Eagle.
I see Phil. And, you know, there'll be this back and forth going on. And Phil will, he won't do this. He won't, you know, like point at the mic. He'll just sit there and smirk.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he has something to play or to just fact check AJ on. And that's right when it's like, you know, you see the plunger and the dynamite.
You know, if we can only keep... the monkey cage door open and his door open, I'm pretty sure I can get a flip-flop to fly from my studio into here and hit him
almost
in the head.
Like a boomerang.
Around the corner. Yeah, you see a thwop right in the head.
Those flip-flops would sell real well in Australia, I think, AJ.
I think
you should design those.
Boomer flops.
Yeah, I'd love that. We got to make that cartoon.
Yeah,
that'd be hysterical. Just get someone who does those caricatures at like the fair.
And
make a bunch of pictures of everything AJ says he's going to do to Phil, and it's just this montage.
While I'm writing a song.
Oh, 50 Ways to Kill Your Producer?
You know what I have not made that Kyle Long Island's commenting right now on the Facebook Live is just a list of all the sound bites, the taglines that AJ's come up with. Barbecues make people angry.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to find out what your freak is. All these unintentional mottos that come out of anger.
It does.
And don't
the
forget,
best.
Tacos make people angry also. That was another one.
That's right.
That was
tacos.
This week.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
I'm going to find what your
it's
freak
comedy,
is.
It's comedy, chew your gum.
Milford's Crazy Town.
Right.
Can't say nothing to nobody.
Look what I got to deal with over here. Yeah.
Knife you.
Hey,
oh,
you.
God, I love that one so much.
That's still my favorite.
How did you? It just came out of you.
I must have meant it.
Imagine,
I did get
like,
the time you did.
Being on the street.
I calmed down
someone
eventually.
Someone saying that to you. I'm going to knife you.
Like, what you were you saying? You said something like, if you do that again, I'm going to knife you.
Oh, because you guys, there was something going on with the 1-800-340-HAIR commercial where you said I didn't pronounce it properly, and I'm like Phil, if I have to, I'm gonna knife you.
If I'm gonna recut, if you're gonna make me recut that,
because he made
him recut it because you couldn't hear him. Right.
And then
it was
false. No, they did it on purpose. Yes. I actually they did it. Okay, it was him and Andrew further enhancing their assholeum. Assholeum.
They're what?
And they friggin' and they made me they assholeum and they made me friggin' do it, and then I found it was a joke.
Yeah.
I went in and I recorded it again.
That's right.
Ow.
Bill.
Andrew Krause is a good buddy of mine. I was in his wedding and I went over to him. I'm like, listen, you're in production.
Used to be an intern on the show.
You gotta send AJ an email that DeStefano's upset with the hair commercials. They're worried that the phone number's not clear enough. And then when he comes in to record it, you gotta make him record it like 37 times. Don't let him off on like one or two. Like keep him in there as long as possible.
Try it again.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's where, Phil, I'm going to knife you.
Yep, exactly.
You make me cut that again, I'm going to knife you.
And now it's going to be a part of that song for Andrew, too.
There should be T-shirts. There should be a line. The AJ line.
It's called Comedy Chew Your Gum.
It's called Comedy Chew Your Gum. You know what? It could be Chaz and AJ in the front, and it could be just a list, almost like a tour shirt that has all the different things that I've said about Phil.
Yeah, maybe.
All my anger moments.
Yeah, if Stashball has a shirt, AJ's right. Got
the best
have a
of the
shirt.
Best. For I mean, the best
not,
company.
Yeah, but not, we can actually sell these T-shirts for the toy drive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Another good idea that just kind of stalls.
Yo, mama.
Yeah. So anyway, are we good? Got all good. Our comments. Monster Ball tickets almost sold out. It's gonna be a good one this year.
Get
hurry
up. This weekend, I feel like. Don't even wait till Monday.
Don't be the person on the outside.
It's definitely gonna be toast soon. Sold out. $1,000. Contest deal. What's that, Pam? I hear you making noise over
there. Sorry, I didn't. I put my heel on my ankle and it hurt.
All right, so nothing.
Okay. I didn't realize that was going to hurt.
$12 tickets.
This is where the munchkin hit her, by the way. You can see all the
No,
powder.
It's not.
Look, there's a bunch of.
No, it did hit her up there.
It did. It got me.
And then it rolled down onto the boob.
That was ground zero.
And then
it
came here.
You see all the powder, though, right there?
Oh my God, I feel it. I do have powder.
She has sugar on her face.
It's residual. So when you throw those munchkins and they hit, there's just this cloud of sugar.
Yeah.
And it just went everywhere. So I hit her in the shoulder, then it rolled down, and I left like little.
It was like here, and then spots. It was like boop, boop, boop.
And then
boop,
it hit the studio floor, and then she popped it
and
into her mouth.
And she ate it.
Her nickname is Sugar Nip.
Sugar Nip.
Sugar Nip.
Stripper name.
Yes, Sugar Nip.
Sugar Nip.
Yeah, so $12, food, live music, costume contest. It's one of my favorite events.
Yep.
Online at chazandajinthemorning.com or WPLR.com.
You think Ben Lamont will come?
Ned Lamont. I don't know.
There probably be a couple
Will
of Ned
he
Lamonts
come?
Here.
Yeah. I think he loves people.
Yeah.
So I think he would come.
Yeah, it's his talent.
He thinks he loves people.
I think he loves people.
It's his own talent.
Yeah.
Thank you to Adam Lamberti for getting that audio.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah. I wrote down
nothing.
Adam.
Right.
I didn't even think it's the American Idol guy.
Yeah.
I just, in the morning when I'm prepping, you know, it's before 6 o'clock and I'm writing quickly.
Well, you're thinking Up and Adam.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. Mm. But I didn't even catch it the first time. You fuckers did and didn't tell me.
What in my world?
It was one of those things that it happened and you said it so quickly. I'm like, I'm not sure if I heard that right. And then you didn't really say
and then
it again.
You don't want to stop the momentum. We're moving along. We're getting to the audio. But the second time I said it, that's when you knew, all right, he wrote it down wrong.
Pam and I looked at each other and then you heard my phone going off because Keith was texting me. I'm like, this is funnier.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, whatever his name is. He did a really great job.
You did it. You did him.
And what else? Oh, Tools Plus tomorrow, 11 to 1. So there's free food there. That we didn't really know this last year. I mean, you go there, you eat.
They were grilling.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
grilling.
It was good.
Yeah.
I stopped by and ate. So
hot dogs and hamburgers.
Tools.
Yep.
They don't sell log splitters, do they? I'm looking for
them. They probably do. Yeah, that's a big freaking place. Yeah, I think they did.
All right. Big tools.
Big tools. Yeah.
Big tools. Miss Tool will be there.
Miss Tool. All right.
We'll be there 11 to 1. And then that's it, right?
That's it.
I'm at something Sunday. JDRF Walk.
Oh.
It's junior diabetes. And, you know, if you have kids, you don't care if it's a boy or a girl. You just want them to be healthy.
Exactly.
And so when you get that news, not great.
Nope.
So we'll be out there. It, you know, I think if you JDRF run, or walk. If you Google that, all the information.
Or probably PLR page.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. All right, you guys, what's going on?
Let's see. I'm with you tomorrow, and then nothing else going on.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Pam?
We got that dinner tomorrow night.
Dinner tomorrow night.
Oktoberfest?
Yes.
Tony from the Upton Law Firm is a very generous guy. He's a veteran, and he likes to help veterans. That law firm, Upton Law Firm, specializes in helping veterans. They were at the Veterans Gala. They were title sponsors, one of the title sponsors. And we had this auction.
Yeah.
And it was like, hang out with the morning show, have dinner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So thanks to Spice Catering, they're providing all the food. And we're going to Tony's house.
Yep.
And he's having Oktoberfest.
I should be there around 5.
All right. And you're wearing wooden clogs.
I'm going to wear wooden clogs.
Which has nothing to do with Oktoberfest.
It's funny.
It's Dutch.
Yes, it's funny.
Right.
Well, now it's too late because I already said I was going to do it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to break out the wooden clogs.
Exactly. Right.
Are you going to have pigtails too? Or like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. I got my pigtails hanging right here.
Push up your cleavage.
I got your pigtails hanging.
Hanging.
That's another AJ-ism.
Yes.
Right.
AJ never wanted to pay on a date as a kid, so he bought those shoes because the girl said, we're going Dutch? He said, yes, we are.
Exactly.
You wore the shoes.
He shows right. up the little
dress. Right.
You're buying, and I got the Dutch shoes.
Right, and then they gave you the old Dutch oven.
Dutch That's oven. Funny. All right, well, have a great weekend, and get your Monster Ball tickets. Thanks for watching. I'm Chaz, AJ,
sure.
Pam, Phil. Dave, a lot of comedy shows coming up with
Lots
AJ and Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
DaveRiley.com.
Yep.
And Leah's back there. Thank you for watching. Have a great week.
Peace out.
Bye.
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 The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.